Tourism is one of the biggest industries in Arkansas, and efforts continue to increase the amount of money spent here by visitors. There is recent big spending in Northwest Arkansas, as well as the southern part of the state, to up the state's arts profile. Rex Nelson, senior editor at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, recently talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, about those projects and about a promise by a new owner to bring the legendary Arlington Hotel in downtown Hot Springs back to prominence after years of what Rex Nelson calls...
deferred maintenance is kind of the nicer term. Neglect would be another term that you might could use. So there's a lot to be done. There's millions of dollars of work to be done. Arkansans don't know anything about Mr. Rajabi. He lives in San Antonio, Texas. He grew up in California. He's done a number of projects that he showed me down there, including the old Hilton, which later was a Clarion and is now a Four Points by Sheraton on South University Avenue in Little Rock. And I met him for breakfast there. It looked like a really nice job, a lot of money put in that. And he says he's for real. His history, Roby, is as a flipper, buying distressed properties, going in, fixing them up, and then selling them for a profit. He tells me, and we will see, he tells me the Arlington he's fallen in love with, he's not a flipper when it comes to the Arlington. He's fully committed to it and doing millions of dollars of renovation.
Wow. Well, we will see if he puts his money where his mouth is.
Exactly.
So I got a feeling that at least one reporter in this state is going to hold his feet to the fire on what he's promised.
Well, as we talked about before, it's the most iconic privately owned building in the state. I can't think of another privately owned building. Everything I think of, State Capitol, Old Main at Fayetteville, they're all in the public sector. Yeah. I think that's our most iconic privately owned structure.
Let's turn our attention to El Dorado, another place you have been recently. Lots happening with this arts district that the leaders in El Dorado want to do. You've sat down with Claiborne Deming and Madison Murphy, two of the biggest names in El Dorado in terms of business and community and making things happen. Are people going to go to El Dorado for these arts, these concerts, all of this activity?
I think once they see this facility, I think people will travel. And one of the things that Madison and Claiborne were pointing out to me when I sat down with them in El Dorado is that people in South Arkansas, North Louisiana, because a lot of small towns, you do have to travel a long way. They're used to traveling. They're hoping with the names that they're going to be drawing into town to draw actually from a four-state area, South Arkansas, North Louisiana, East Texas, and even West Mississippi, where they're located, and make that a real regional attraction, a regional arts and entertainment capital. Now, I use the word audacious in a story I'm writing. I think it's an audacious gamble, but a lot of people think this is the last best hope to turn around that population loss that we've been seeing actually for decades in that part of South Arkansas.
Yeah, and the reason I kind of asked, are people really going to travel there, is because it is difficult to get to El Dorado, Arkansas. It's not an easy drive.
Madison Murphy was very upfront in pointing that out. Says we're not on an interstate. Of course, he's a former chairman of the State Highway Commission, so we are seeing a lot of four-laning done between Little Rock and El Dorado now. But he says, we're not on an interstate. We don't have adequate air service here either. But he thinks if the shows are big enough, if the venues are nice enough, that people will come. And I can tell you, both the indoor venues and the outdoor amphitheater, what I saw, they're going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. Those guys don't do anything second class.
They have already. Now, this is downtown El Dorado, a town of less than 20,000 people. They've already, Roby, spent over $60 million on this project. Wow. The price tag, once they do phase two, will go up over $100 million.
That's crazy. Well, we'll keep our eye on that for sure. Speaking of the arts and art in general, the Waltons and their generosity have put forth another $120 million to develop a school of art at the University of Arkansas. Why art, and what could its impact be?
Wow, you know, talking about more than $100 million, as I just said about El Dorado, here we go again, more than $100 million to the University of Arkansas. You'll remember that big gift a number of years ago when I was still in the governor's office was $300 million, but that was kind of the university as a whole. This is just to change the Department of Art into a school of art. But I think that Alice Walton, who has spent hundreds of millions of dollars already on acquisitions, on facilities for Crystal Bridges. I think she has that vision of Northwest Arkansas becoming the art capital of Mid-America, and this is the next step in that vision, and it's kind of a logical step to train students who hopefully will stay there, be artists, open galleries, be curators of galleries, whatnot. I think it continues to take Northwest Arkansas to a whole new level.
Rex Nelson is senior editor at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. More information at bankozarks.com. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, we serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions, providing executive-level leadership and management consultative services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.